You've been to a lot of these combines. Any incidents stand out? I'm sure you've seen a lot of special players working out, being interviewed. Can you give us a story or two?
There's so many that it's hard to recollect, but actually going back to the very first combine, my job at that combine was to measure the broad jump. And I remember Bill Frelick, another great offensive lineman out of the University of Pittsburgh and with the Atlanta Falcons, he broad jumped 7'11", and, 7 foot, 11 inches. And it didn't bother Bill, obviously, because he went on to have a great career with the Falcons and later with the Detroit Lions. Another one was when Deion Sanders lined up to run his 40. Everybody was anticipating a great 40, and he didn't disappoint. He ran in the 4.3s. He knew he ran extremely well, and he just ran, literally finished the 40, ran right out the tunnel, and wasn't seen until he dressed for the Falcons that year.
Kevin, during your media session at Lucas Oil Field, you faced a lot of questions about the recent comments that were made, allegedly anonymously, about the kind of season Lamar Woodley had last year. What do you think of having to deal with those kinds of questions, those kind of issues?
In any season, whether you win a Super Bowl or you go 8-8 as we did, you'll have some dissension. You will never have a 100% harmonious locker room. I think that's a fallacy. But I would never give any credence to any comment made about a player when it's made anonymously. Lamar Woodley's been a big part of our success, and we think Lamar will be a big part of our success in the future. He'll be the first one to tell you he wasn't satisfied with how he played last year, nor should any of our players be satisfied, nor should I, and the job that I did, because we were 8-8.
The combine, can you just give us maybe a real quick look at how this whole thing has evolved since you first started coming? What year?
1985. I mean, in 1985, my first combine was actually outside at Arizona State University in the twilight of the evening. So it's grown to a huge event, but still the core purpose of this event is for us to gather information on players, specifically medical information, character information, and then individual workout information. And of course, the workout stuff really hasn't changed over the years. You have more players training for the combine, but that doesn't bother us because we want to see the players at their best.
Thanks a lot for your time, Kevin. This is Bob Labriola, and you're watching Steelers.com.